Okay, we're about to embark upon a new sugya on the Hamad Aleph at the bottom. It's about the six lines stuff in the bottom, where the Gemara is going to entertain the possibility of actually a fourth method of Kedushin. Don't get too excited, because in the end, it's probably, according to Moshe Shem, not going to be effective. We're probably not going to pass it like this. But the Gemara does quote one opinion that maintains there is actually a fourth method of Kedushin. And we're going to spend a lot of time, by the bulk of this year, maybe even going to next week's year, as just to understand what this other method of Kedushin is all about, for two reasons. First of all, it's a sheet in the Gemara, so it itself warrants a shiur. But many of the yesodos that we're going to extract from this sugya, although this sugya itself may be the shalom halacha, they're going to impact the many things which are very, very much halacha, lemaisa for us as well. So the sugya begins with the famous Amar Rav Huna, the second of the wide lines, so the bottom, Amar Rav Huna. Chuppah koine mikal v'chomer. That chuppah, the process of chuppah, can also be used as a mechanism of kiddushin. Now, I don't want to translate chuppah yet. I don't know whether I'll get a chance to translate it at all during this year. But without committing to any one of the interpretations, chuppah may mean, according to some Rishonim, what we call colloquially the yichud room. According to other Rishonim, it may mean going home to their apartment together. According to other Rishonim, it means standing on the four poles with a canopy on top. According to other Rishonim, it may mean the badekin. So whatever you think chuppah means, make believe that's what it means here. And comes to Avunah and says, that method is effective to create kiddushin, mikal v'chomer. Where's the kal v'chomer? Uma kesef she'eno machil betruma. If you're Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef, so although she's Mekudeshes, but it doesn't have the ability for her to eat Truma. If you're a Kohen, so she doesn't yet eat Truma. The Mishnah says explicitly in Maseches Ksubis that Eina Isha Ocheles Betruma Asher Tekonis L'Chuppah, a woman of Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, is not considered to be able to eat Truma until after she has Chuppah. So Kesef, you see, is not so powerful. It's not Machal Betruma, yet it's Kona, yet it affects Kedushin. So Chuppah Shemachelas Betruma, Chuppah, which is so powerful that it does have the ability to enable her to eat Truma, Eino Din Shetiknet. So Gemara says, wait a second. Kesef Eino Machal? Is that true that Kesef doesn't have the ability to let her eat Truma? Vama Ula Dvat Teira Arusa Bas Yisrael Achelas Betruma. Midaraisa, even Erisin itself she can eat. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, and then the Gemara explains that Midarabbanan she can't. And basically, the Gemara rejects the whole Kavachum. The whole Kavachum was based on a mistaken premise. So the Gemara says, Yitacha, right. Let's revamp the Kavachum. We'll skip a few lines to the last line. Kesef, which doesn't have the ability to complete the marriage, yet can start the marriage. So the top of the day is Chuppah Shigomer, Chuppah which can complete. How much more so should it be able to affect the beginning of a Kedushin? I think Gemara back and forth with Rayas and Kashas try to figure out, is this a valid Kavachaymer? And then the Gemara goes on to question textually, is our Mishnah against Rav Huna? Our Mishnah speaks about Sholosh Drachim, so it sounds like the Mishnah is against Rav Huna. And again, the Gemara goes back and forth, and never totally 100% outright rejects Rav Huna, but doesn't seem to be the direction that the sugya is going to be going in. So we'll leave that point for a little bit more discussion later, whether there's any way somehow to even paskel like Rav Huna, but let's put that hold for a little while. Let's just analyze what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna told us that this entity called Chuppah is a valid method of Kedushin. Now, Rav Huna did not make up the idea of Chuppah. Everybody agrees that Chuppah is a Torah concept. Chuppah is the procedure of Nisuin. Gemara is very clear about this. The Chumash is clear about this. There are two different stages in terms of marriage. There's Kedushin and there is Nisuin. Now, Kedushin, we spent the last 6 months talking about Ish Nikas Begimon Derachim. The Kedushin is what ultimately makes her an Eish Azish for many dinim, i.e., at that point, after Kedushin, she requires a get. So even if for whatever reason Nisuin / Chuppah never occurs, she still requires a get. If she doesn't receive a get, she's bezalig with somebody else, she's an Eish Azish, it creates Mamzerus. So it's pretty serious. Kedushin is pretty real. That she's an Eish Azish. However, the second stage of Nisuin is also important on a Torah level. There are a whole series of different deraisa tekedinim that do depend upon that second stage of marriage. And again, whether that second stage is a yichud room, is going home to the apartment, whether it's getting under chuppah, whether it's throwing your talis over up a deck, whatever you think, shape or form it is, there are clearly dinim in HaTorah that result from Nisuin. So chuppah / Nisuin, we can use those terms interchangeably now. Chuppas Leshuot is a deraisa, a concept. It creates the kinyan of Nisuin. Rav Huna's chiddush was that it also creates the kinyan of Kiddushin. Legabe, what dinim deraisa is Nisuin slash Chuppah relevant? If it's not relevant, legabe get, not relevant legabe mamzer, it's not relevant legabe chiyav eshezish, shezinsa, so what halachas is it relevant for? So all of those may be true, but almost like our initial reaction would be, well, wait a second. We know there's a halacha that an arusa is asura to our husband. Kol zman that all they've had is erusin, they've only had kiddushin, so then the couple are not permitted to be with one another. The isser of boil arusasoi. So the truth is that if you never learn Maseches Ksubos, most people bump into Boel Arusaso in the beginning of Abrim Sochem. That's because the Rishama gives the mashal that if a person eats matzah and Erev Pesach, that's Ke'ilia Boel Arusaso. So just how bad is that? I mean, there is an issa, there's no question about it. There's an issa of Boel Arusaso, the Beis Chamib. How serious an issa is that? Is that itself an issa in HaTorah? If that is the case, that's an issa in HaTorah, then that would be a pretty important, pretty basic nafkamina between Kiddushin and Nisuin. That Kiddushin creates, if you want to use the lashon of Kiddushin, creates the Isra Kulei Alma, and the Nisuin creates the Hetal Abayla. We know that every marriage has two components to it. There's the Isra Kol and the Hetal Abayla. So if that would be true, that the Araisa, Nisuin slash Chuppah is necessary to create the Hetal Abayla, that would really be a good model nafkamina ladina. Is that true? Is there any reason to believe that's an issa min HaTorah? So there is a possible raya that is brought. Take a look at it. Those were able to bring the Gemara Maseches Ksubos. See, I have some of my sons a chidushim here about the beginning of Ksubos. I guess you learned this more recently than I did. So there's a Gemara on the Zayin of days in Maseches Ksubos, where the Gemara speaks about Birchas Erusin, the bracha that is recited at the time of Kiddushin. And the Gemara actually gives you the text of the bracha. Take a look at Zayin Amud Beis. It's seven lines from the bottom. Very, very famous bracha. Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvosav, V'tzivanu Al Ha'arayos, V'osar Lanu Es Ha'arusos. So we make mention of two Isurim. We make mention of the Issur of Arayos, and we make mention of the Issur of Arusos. By the way, it's a good idea for any Masada Kedushin to know this bracha of Alper. I'll tell you why. Because every once in a while, you end up being Masada Kedushin in a place where the caterer never bothered to bring a little bench or a sitter or something, or the cards, and there's no bracha there. So I learned the hard way that in the olden days, all the way back to 5 years ago, when people would actually daven from Sidurim, at any given wedding, inevitably there were 300 people who had little mechamayim or something in their pocket, so they would just be able to, usually have bechazeris in the back of that also, and the benching. Today's world, nobody walks around carrying a Sidurim anymore. Everyone has it on the phone, so it's the good and the bad. The bad is you don't have a text of the bracha. The good is you always have it on your phone. The bad is that, whatever kind, different kind of rabbis, myself included, don't like to stand up there under the chuppah, you know, with their phone in their face. It doesn't give off the traditional, we're trying to emulate Matan Torah, that doesn't sit right for me. So I like to have it in front of me. So Maaser Rekachaya a couple of years ago was enjoying one of the COVID weddings. It was in the tkufa of COVID when there were weddings already, but there were the outdoor limited kinds of weddings. So I was beside a kedusha at one of them, and it was rather cold outside, and it was an outdoor chuppah, and I was wearing my coat, sitting and getting waiting to be called up as Masada Kedushin. And I realized I didn't have the text of the Birchas Erusin in front of me. I know about how I put stuff like that in front of me. So no problem. So I quickly Googled the text, and I wrote it on the back of a piece of paper or something, and I stuck the piece of paper into my coat pocket. And then as I was about to Chubin Masada Kedushin, Rabbi Sablowski, so I see my wife is motioning to me to take off the coat. You look ridiculous. You thought I made a mess. You look silly standing up there. I look silly. It was 30 degrees outside. Look silly. The picture is going to look funny. So that'll be the least of the funny things if you remember those days. There were a lot of funny things of pictures then. So I quickly took off my coat, forgetting that I had left the text with the Birchas Erusin in the coat pocket. So I stand up there. Oh my goodness. So I just went for broken. And I hope I remember Ksubos Daf Zayin and Baal Peh, Baruch Hashem, be able to pull off the bracha. So it comes and gives you the text. Asher Kiddushin Mitzvos Tzivah L'Arayos V'Asalonos HaRusos. So what should we make of this dual issur, this dual lashon? Does this tell us anything about the significance of the issur of arusa labayla, arusa bala resasa beveis chaviv? So there are some who wanted to suggest that from here you see that the issur arusa la'arusasa is an issur deraisa, because it's put in the same breath as a shekidishon mitzvayisim al arayas. We have some arusa is deraisa, this deraisnik bracha, to which others responded, and we don't make brachas on Erev Chanukah and Mikras and Gilan until it's Diamond Erev, and so on. So I shake it to it's not the first, not the last time we're going to be floored by this kasha. How can we make a bracha on a derabbanan? If anything, Rashi actually says that. If you take a look at Rashi, but also on us arusos, Rashi has a startling statement. Rashi writes, mid derabbanan. Rashi writes, it's only derabbanan. Don't get misled by the lashon also on us arusos. Only mid derabbanan. Shegozu ala yichud shopnuya. Rashi says there was no independent iser. It's the same Isser as Bola Pnuya. And what's the Isser Bola Pnuya? Gazru al Yichud Shal Pnuya, Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. I would have thought without this Rashi that Gazru al Yichud Shal Pnuya. That means staying in a room together. The Isser of Bia with the Pnuya is either according to some of the Siddur Aisa, or at least the pre existing Siddur Rabbanan. Very, very Mukhlishtika Rashi. So Rashi says, and Arus is like a Pnuya. The Afa Ruslo he tira she got us the chuppah. Ubi bracha. He goes on to quote Talib lo bracha sura etc. And Rashi goes on to end. Rabbanan nami mevarchim etzivanu v'aslanu kedashem nechanaka. Rashi gives that mashal, that model, and he says making a bracha on an arusa on the yisav arusa is no different than make a bracha on Erev Chanukah. But there was some who wanted to read into this gemara that's a deraisa. So if you would take that view, then that's the easiest model of nafkamina between kedushin and nisuin. But the ma'isa. Most Rishon don't say that. The Rub of the Rishonim assume that the Issa of Arusa is in fact, maybe not exactly Rashi portrays it, but it is an Issa Derabon. So, Ma'naf Kamina Midaraisa Nesuin. So, the examples that some of you gave are probably more correct. So, let's hear them again. What were the magic ones? Yerusha. Okay, for Yerusha. Well, you're assuming that Yerusha Baal is Deraisa, which is a big machlekes in the Gemara machlekes of Rishonim. Not everyone agrees that a Baal, even a Su, is Yerusha Zishto. But if you hold Yerusha Baal is Deraisa, then you're correct. It only applies to post the Su and not post, not merely Erusha. You got another one? Yeah. Yerusha Litamila. You have to go in order. Litamila. Litamila, that's assuming that the Baal is Betamil Ishto. That's a real din Deraisa. So that's machlekes of Rishonim about that also. Rambam. The ownership, that is a good example. Right. So the Tamila, the Rambam happens to hold that the fact that a husband is the Tamif Ishto is not even because she's his wife. It's because she's a Meis Mitzvah. Since he's going to get her money, and therefore no one's going to want to participate in a kavura of the husband sitting dilly-dallying and not helping, so it's going to blight the nation, blight the Meis Mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, Eris and Nisun don't do anything in love of their eyes and the Gabi Yerusha. Lahafa Nidara. Okay, now we're talking. The heart, that's possible. Basi Shah. You can argue if you don't read Yishah with the Baba Kay. So Basi Shah Nadara, clearly the Torah is talking about the Sua. Hayosiel Ish is talking about Arusa. Basically, the second to last paragraph of the second Nadarim, that's clear. Or the Onesh, Rapel is correct. The Onesh for Ish is slightly different. Chenek, Skila, Shreifa, Baskoyan, depending on the nuances in the Sugi Mesech Zanedrin. So the answer to our question is yes. There are no doubt differences midaraisa between Kedushin and Nisuin. And Kedushin is the Gimel Drachim, Nisuin is Chuppah, and Avun is trying to merge the two. Based on his Kavachimis, which are either accepted or not accepted, he's trying to extend Chuppah to be not just effective for Nisuin, but effective for Kedushin as well. So I want.
Can we arrive from a pasuk in the Torah that it's daraisa? Kikach Isha Ruva Allah. Kikha is Kedushin.
Right, but the problem is that the Torah Shabbat interprets Uva Ola as not Nisuin there. Uva Ola there is the method, that was the only the mark of the Ishnik is Tabiyah. I thought you were going to bring another pasuk. There's another pasuk that's very clear. It's not in the halachic, it's not telling you the halachic nafkamina is, but there's no question, it's impossible to read this pasuk any other way. Called Matan Torah, but even post Matan Torah. It's a pasuk, not in the context of any specifics that are going to happen because of this. It's the end of Pasha Shoftim. Mi ha'ish asher eras isha v'lo l'kacha. Means the Torah sends the guy back. He was ma'aris, so he's in kasha, and he hasn't taken him. What does that mean? It doesn't mean lo lakacha for kedusha. It's just that eras isha. So obviously the Torah is alluding to the fact there's a second stage. The second stage being nisuin. So again, we're comfortable in saying that there are two stages in the Torah. We're not 1,000% comfortable identifying my nafkaminas, 3, 4, 5, 2, 1, whatever the different nafkaminas are. But the concept of things. What Rav Huna is doing is a tremendous chiddush. He's saying that okay, let's just give the easiest example of chuppah. The Ramah says what we call a chuppah. The Ramah writes in Ebenezer, all the Rishonim what to say. The Ramah says, Tzniri, you know what a chuppah is? Chuppah is exactly what the four poles with the canopy on top sit in the middle of the marina. Thus is the chuppah. So according to Rav Huna, a man takes a woman and they stand under the chuppah together. No ring. No ring, no shtar, no bia garnish. And he says to her, Harem Gudeshli, the chuppah. Chuppah is Lashon Zohar, Lashon Kevin. Chuppah Haru'i Lavi, it's Lashon Kevin. So it's what is it now? Zoazu. Same as Tabas. So he says, Harem Gudeshli, the chuppah zu kedas ma'ishim Yisrael. So Rav Huna says, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov what? What just happened? She just became the Kudeshes. So I want to throw out a question. Go to Rav Huna. For us, those who reject Rav Huna, this is an irrelevant question, but it's a fascinating question. Go to Rav Huna. Go to Rav Huna, she just became what? Mikudeshes? Or?
Why would it be different than the
Kedushin with the Bia? Oh, okay. So let's evaluate the different possibilities. So one logical possibility is that it worked for Kedushin. Very nice. We just met Kaddishah. That's beautiful, wonderful. If you want to be Yorsha Matavla Mefila Darel, so you have to do the next step. You have to do the Nisuit. You just accomplished Kedushin. Soul Zion Kedushin. So go do the Nisuit. So I want to tell you what you're going to do. So what are you going to do? You're going to walk, you're going to take two, you're going to go down the aisle and come back again? Like, what is that? You're going to do a second chuppah? I think we could use the phrase, my hanilon. The second chuppah than the first chuppah. It's already Rosh Chodesh, so I can give the mashal. The Tosfos writes in the fourth Pesach Brachos, a guy forgets, and I'll say, second Rosh Chodesh forgets, when he davens bircha, forgets the yal v'yamo. So Tosfos quotes one day, and it says, what do you tell him to do? To daven two mairavs? But when you make tashlumin, you daven what you're up to now. So you're going to tell him to daven a second mairav without yal v'yamo. So Tosfos says, which is exactly what he did an hour ago. So my halil on the second tefillah. So it's a little the same mashal. You just did a chuppah, hini mukham nun l'shem kedushin, and it was just chal l'shem kedushin, and it didn't affect nisuin, so you're going to go do nachabal, the same thing? Doesn't sit right. Doesn't make any sense. So the Taisa Rosh, on our sugi, it's not sure. Says, again, it's okay, again, we're not going to have to pass on the shayla, because we probably don't accept Rav Huna. But according to Rav Huna, this is a deraistic shayla. Just standing under the chuppah itself, and then to repeat a chuppah sounds silly. So what's your other option? So one option is to say, you don't have to repeat anything. It's Eshel Kavishtem, kill two birds with one stone. You just knocked off the Kedushin Shlester Suin at one shot. Or maybe, we cover another theory, maybe, Leolam, you get one chalos per customer, per action. We have to do the Suin, but doing another chuppah will not do the trick. We now have to go search for another mechanism of Nisuin. We need a second type of nisuin. I'll tell you a secret. Maybe a better nisuin. Maybe a more effective nisuin. Maybe we can find a more effective nisuin. That would be what would be required according to Rav Huna. So just to let you get away with a chuppah and say this chuppah does both conditions nisuin is a little bit funny, says Tazer Rosh. To say you're going to do a nachabal second chuppah seems also a little bit strange. So maybe the halacha requires a second maisa. We just have a big question. What's the second maisa going to be? It's not going to be kesef. What is it going to be? So, says Tazer Rosh, I got an idea. Do a maisa bia l'shem nisuin. Go be together. Take it home. Maisa bia l'shem nisuin and da'abu nisuin. Wait a second, hold on. We just got finished saying, for us, alonis arusos, ebayal arusos, ebayesh chomid, what do you do a maisa bia? This is a catch-22. Well, guess what? This is not Tazer Rosh's problem. This is Rambam's problem. The Rambam writes the famous Shulchan Aruch that one of the ways of creating nisuin, in addition to a yichad aroy labia, is that via mamish. How does that work?
Well, that's
what
he's doing a maisabia, not shaming nisuin.
Oh, so the answer, the Rishonim explained, the answer is obvious, that bia, if it's done b'teras znus, just a cry bi'alma, that's the yisur b'al arsas v'etz chomiv. But if it's done b'tayres nisuin, a vadet's going to work. Of course it works. So when the Taisa Rosh is that the Taisa possibility, it's not sure if it says Taisa Rosh, but the Taisa possibility that you have to do a subsequent Maisa and it's got to exceed what you just did. You just did a Shvach and Chuppah, now you got to outdo yourself. So you got to do a Maisa Bia. You got to make sure that's a Bia L'Shem Yisuin is going to work. A Bia L'Shem Yisuin is not going to solve any problems. So here it's one more thing. I have a Maisa that, depending on what my Kavanah is, if I have Kavanah X, I'm in violation of the Yisra Bala Rishos Chavachai Matas. If I do it l'shem Y, so I just accomplished Malach, but I just accomplished a Nisuin. But it's strange that the Rishonim write this way, the Rambam writes this way, the Rambam writes this way, but it's a little bit strange, but not immediately. Like, where does it come from? In the Gemara itself, it doesn't say this black and white. Where did it come from? How do we know that this is true? How do Chazal know this is true? So the answer is that, especially in light of the Shittas of Rambam, we'll talk about it in a moment, where the Rambam defines Chuppah as being Yichra Roy Leviyah, it almost makes it sound like all of the things that we're doing, that we're associated with Nisuin, whether you call it Yichra Roy Leviyah, you call it standing on the Chuppah, these are all like preludes to Bia. It means La'olam, the emesa Nisuin, everybody, Kuliyam L'Pligi is like Uva Allah, in a sense. That's the emes. That's the Ikir Nisuin. Again, done with the right intent. If it's done, he's leaving up the base Chumbav. He just wants to come and visit one time, be together with him, Zadam of the base Aviyah, and then go back home and plan the wedding in 6 months. So that's not Nisuin. That's just Nisbi Allah. So that's Nisa, their Isa, their Rabbanan. But it's being done with Teres Kiviyos. This is the way they're consummating this marriage. So that's the Etzim of Nisuin. Ein Chal Nisuin known as him. I don't need a posse to tell me that's the suin. I don't need a gemara to tell me that's the suin. That's one of the Elam, that's the suin. Ma'adach yichar aron l'biyah is the suin. Kavachayim that the suin. Bia mamish is considered to be the suin. So again, so we're not sure what to do with this Rav Huna's funny chuppah kedushin. Does it automatically create a double chalos? Maybe. Does it necessitate something else? Maybe. Should there something else be chuppah? Probably not. Should there something else be bia? Most probably yes. How does bia work? Isn't that bola resos leischav? The answer is no. Because depending ultimately on what the person's kavanah is.
Could that make bia better kinyan?
So almost bia is like a higher level, right? Bia is better. Bia is like a better kinyan. The Gemara is a suffix a little bit later on. Right, right. That maybe bia is eris and also maybe bia is nisun also. Also, right, right. Right, no chanami. Right, right.
You show them all that chuppah means chuppah. The other things are also valid. So, meaning, it's not just
chuppah,
but
yichud,
bia, those things are also valid.
I mean, any rishon says that chuppah means just standing over a makeshift tent. It's hard to believe they wouldn't hold if you're in a mamasha room. I mean, it's almost like a chiddush, like, even though this is not a real house. And as we're going to get to, we're going to see that ultimately everyone agrees, like the Ram's base yisod is, all the suin stems from one person, base yishah nadar. So everyone agrees the model is a bias. We just have to figure out how much of a bias this has to be, open walls or closed walls. So, but let's get back to the definition of chuppah itself. And again, for Rav Huna, it's important, but even for us, it's very important. It's not important for Kedushin, probably, but it's very, very important for Nisuin. What is this chuppah? What creates Nisuin? And according to Rav Huna, what is the model that's going to carry over, spill over to create Kedushin? So there is a Gemara in Maseches Ksubas, and Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, that according to some Rishonim answers this question, according to other Rishonim is completely irrelevant to this question. So let's take a look at Ksubas Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara is where the wide lines begin. It's about five, six lines from down there. Boy Rav Ashi. So it's the end of the line. Boy Rav Ashi. First one of the line is Kaima. Boy Rav Ashi. Nichtas al chuppah upirsa nida mahu. So she's in the process of going to the chuppah, whatever that chuppah is. Upirsa nida. Then she becomes a nid at that point. Imdim zelay mechib as chuppah koina, chuppah de chaz yelabia, avo chuppah de lo chaz labia lo, odum alay shenotekum. So Rav Ashi seems to be mistopic about, can you create a chuppah, can create this nisuin at that point, because it's a chuppah she'ena roi labia. And Rav Ashi is not sure, the Gemara leaves it hanging, is there such a concept called a chuppah haru'i labia on that? What do those words translate to be? So the Rambam saw in this Gemara something very profound. The Rambam says, this Gemara is talking about the very Torah definition of chuppah / nisuin. With nafkaminas for, and make sure I give the Rambam's nafkaminas, so hafarash tadarim, the einesh, a few nafkaminas here and there, even the Rambam agrees with that Torah, but there are a whole host of other nafkaminas, and they all revolve around one shaila. Can you have chuppah in a situation where it's a chuppah she'ein or u'ya labiyah? So the Rambam coins the phrase, yichud haroi labiyah. The Rambam says, if we're talking about the ability to have biyah, what we're talking about is, the couple has to be in a room, and they have to be locked doors, it's got to be halachic yichud, whatever that shame, chertzei, shia, whatever definition of the word yichud mean, and it has to be a yichud haroi labiyah. And if it's not a yichud haroi labiyah, then at least according to one side of Rashi, all bets are off. That's not considered to be a chuppah. That's what this Gemara is driving at, Iksuba Staf, Dachman Bav. So many, many, many Rishonim are taken aback by this Rambam. The Rosh leads the charge against the Rambam. The Rosh has the following Ha'ara against the Rambam. One of the Klolim of Rishmol is Dabar Lo Minyonov. If you want to understand something, you have to look around, like the proximity to what the other topics on this page are. If you were writing a Sugyan Shas to tell me, how do you create Nisuin? I don't know, I would either have it on the base of the sense of Ksubis, or maybe tucked away somewhere after like Isha Yidikis Big Mudrachim Kedushin or something. Look at what the topic of Ksubis Mudvavim and Aleph is talking about. You know what it's talking about? In Perek Afal Pi? Here's what it's talking about. The Rosh Hashanah and all the details. Beginning of the fifth Perek of the sense of Ksubis. It's talking about the following. The halacha requires that a person have a ksuba. He's meshubit, whether he writes a ksuba or not, he's meshubit to give his wife X amount of money. If the marriage ends because of either his death or divorce, there's a din of a ksuba. Either it's a din derais, it's a din derabbanan, whatever the case may be, a set amount. And there's also a concept called tosefes ksuba, that he doesn't have to, but out of the goodness of his heart, he wants to add on to the ksuba, showing how much he likes her. He's going to add on a little bit more to make her feel a little more of a chashuv. So in the olden days, that was a standard practice. They would add on different amounts to the ksuba, realistic amounts to the ksuba. By the time in the Middle Ages, in the Ashkenazi community, nobody had any money. Nobody had enough money to pay the ksuba, and for sure pay the ksubas. And there was a third part of the ksuba called the nedunya. The nedunya is all the dowry, all the property, all the sheep, and all the linen, and all the cars and apartments that she's bringing into the marriage. That's the nedunya. So you're supposed to evaluate that, and write up the amount in the ksuba, and he basically obligates himself, if the marriage breaks up, he's going to reimburse off what that value is. So there are three parts of the ksuba. The first is obligatory, the other two are voluntary. He has to give her the 200 zuz, 100 zuz, depending on what she was married at before. Yes, that's called the ksuba. He can choose to add on the tosefes, and she can choose to bring in the nedunya. In the Middle Ages, nobody had nedunyas, nobody had tosefes, nobody had anything, but they didn't want to feel like they were poor, so they wrote these grandiose numbers that didn't correspond to anything. So there became a custom in the Ashkenazi communities to write 100 zakukim, meya zakukim, kesef tzorof, 100 zakukim of coins worth of pure silver. There were no 100, there was no pure, there was no silver, there was a garnish. But there were 100 meya zakukim, kesef tzorof for the nedunya, and then nochem another 100 for the tzefes. Sach hakol masayim zakukim, kesef tzorof. That was became the standard meaning adayim azeh, even though no one's quite sure what a zochak is, no one's sure what a zochak is, what a kapsarf is. Again, you don't need it anyway, it's not makiv anyway. See, you want to mishab yourself, take it to the day, mishab it wherever you want. So comes the Mishnah, of course, b'chayik zat tenoim. What if a person writes a ksuba to his wife and they're not really married yet? She's still just in Arusa, just in the Kodesh. So technically he doesn't have to. But if he does write at that point, then it's binding. He's meshavet himself. He wrote a shtar, obligates himself. So if he dies and divorces them in Eresin, if he wrote the ksuba, he's going to have to pay her. Does he have to pay the Tosefis also? So most of the Chacham said, yeah, of course he has to pay the Tosefis. He wrote down, Vedein, what he said, Vekach Omar, Osif Lo B'Delay, he says the Ferish, he had not heard of the then he dies of the divorce, so he has to pay that amount, what's the Shem? Comes to B'loz Ben Azai and says, no, there's a built-in Umdeno, it's obvious that the guy only wanted to give this extra money because he wants her to be happy, he's only cares when they're married, when they're suing. Abramson, she's not living in his house anyway, so he's not so close anyway. So he only gave that extra mile. He went that extra mile for to give the extra money, only if this marriage reaches the suing. So again, it wasn't spelled out that way. It doesn't say that explicitly, otherwise the Chum wouldn't argue. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah felt that was almost like what we call an umdra de muchach, like divam shebelevo, leave of lev kaladim. The Gemara says in other places that if something is so obvious that everyone understands this to be the case, it doesn't even have to be stipulated explicitly. So that was the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We have to pass that with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So now comes the Gemara and says, on daf Nevav, after discussing the intricacies of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shita, so comes the Gemara and says, what exactly is called the suin for these purposes? At what point do we say that the husband is so happy, he's in such a good mood, he so loves his wife, he's so willing to mishab himself this extra money? At what point does that happen? So Gemara starts to pilpul. Bar Rav Ashi, nichnas l'chuppah. They're going for a chuppah, they're having a chuppah, but she's a nida. So Rav Ashi saying, wait a second. She's a nida, they have to be together for another couple of days anyway. And then Nebuch, he dies, a divorce her in that interim. They never went together, right? So one can argue, so the Gemara is talking about a very, very technical detail within the worldview of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. At what point in time do we say he's willing to go on board with Mishab himself? Do you need the point of just nichnas al chuppah? It's got to be a yichad or a labia. If you need more, this is a psychological, this is not a halachic question. So says the Rosh, that's the only mention of yichad or a labia that appears in this. That's the topic. Where did the Rambam see anywhere in this sugya about Yichud HaRelabiyah being the deraisa, the keveya of what's meant to chuppah? There's no such sugya, there's no such halacha. So therefore, comes the Rosh and says, I don't think this is the chuppah. I don't have any reason, says the Rosh, to say that chuppah's need is not chuppah. Really, state chuppah's need is not chuppah. The Rambam made it up. The Rambam read it into this Gemara. Says the Rosh, this Gemara, for all practical purposes, doesn't exist. In terms of defining standard chuppah, it's not a din klal, it's a din prati, like Abra blows with his eyes, umdana. So then, why can't you have a chuppah snida? Is there any other Gemara to support the Rambam? There's another Gemara back in Ksubas, all the way back in Ksubas, that days of Kalf. So comes the first Mishnah. Ksubas is talking about what days of the week the woman's supposed to get married, so this is the Yom Ravi, etc. And the Gemara connects this to the Mishnah later on, Maseches Ksubas, that when a man is Bekadesh and Isha, so although they're married technically, he doesn't really have to support her yet. The Chivim Mizainus, all the Chivim Sheks is going to don't kick in until Nisuin. So they set a wedding date. So they said, now it's, let's say, it's so now we're holding by Rosh Chodesh year. So they set a wedding date in a couple of months from now. And he says, no problem, a few months from now, we're going to have Nisuin. He's Mekadesh Chanel, not just engaged, Mekadesh Chanel. And they said, Nisuin for 6 months, 10 months, a year, whatever the date is. And he says, don't worry, we'll reach that date. I'm going to come pick you up, take you home, I'm going to support you, and nothing, no problem. And then, the mice, it doesn't happen. He gives man below Nisu. He doesn't show up. This happens, that happens. The other thing happens, he got delayed a little bit. So the Mishnah has a whole discussion. But the mice is Mishabit himself. Once they set a date, once he promises or he commits himself to supporting at that point, so he gives man Lisa v'lonisu, so then she's ochelas mishaloi, and she has a right to begin to eat. The Gemara is a shalak shati trum at that point. That gets loaded question. But ochelas mishaloi. So then the Gemara backpedals a little bit. The Gemara says, what if the reason why the wedding got delayed was a legitimate excuse? What happened? Pirsa nida. She gets a period. So she gets a period, so they're going to delay the wedding. They're not going to have the chuppah, they're not going to have the nisuin at that point. So maybe that's considered to be a sufficient excuse, or maybe not. Maybe that's not a good excuse, even though maybe he still has to suffer the loss. So the Gemara has a very detailed, technical question about days of Man Aleph as to who has to suffer the loss at that point. Do we say the wedding date was set for Rosh Chodesh Elul, and now it's not going to be for another 10 days because it's Pirsa Nida? So does she get supported for those 10 days by the husband, or she still the father still got to pay? That's the Shiloh on the days of Maseches Ksubas. So come to Bishem and say, why did you just get married? What's the big deal? Let's get married. So the Rambam says, why don't you get married? Because I can't get married. It's impossible to get married. Because there's no way halachically to create a nisuin. Nisuin means a yichud. Yichud means yichud or relevia, like in Dafman Vav. It's impossible to create a nisuin. So this Gemara debate also supports the Shita of Rambam. So those who disagree with the Rambam, so what do they do with this Gemara? So the Rishonim who disagree say, it's true, it's possible for them to get married, But you can't hold him to do it. You can't force him to do it. It's not fair. He said, ah, I'm going to get married. I'm going to sue him. What do we do exactly? It's going to be Rishon. I'm going to sleep in my room. I'm going to sleep in her room. Sleep in my parents. He doesn't want the whole thing. He says, I'm going to delay for a week. So according to the other Rishon, it's not that it's impossible halacha to have a chuppah neither. It's just, it's not practical to enforce it on him. So Mamela, he has that legitimate, potentially legitimate excuse. So when all the dust settles, we don't have any Gemara black and white, either for or against the Rambam. If the Rambam is not accepted, many Rishonim don't accept the Rambam, so what do we think Chuppah should be? Now again, whatever we think Chuppah should be for Nisuin is what Arhun is going to say it is for Kiddushin. So we take a look at the Ran.
According to the Rambam,
I was
going to say that if a woman was
a nida,
could
a man be Makadisha
or
a Chuppah
when she was
being Makadisha or a Chuppah? Maybe
Makadisha,
maybe. No. Maybe. Same class of
people,
but
maybe
not. Yeah. So if you take a look, it's the Ran and the Aleph and Aleph and Aleph. It's 4 lines from the bottom. Couple of words in. Ela chupa hainu kol sheheviya habal mibeis avia lebeisel l'shem nisuin. Says Aran, you don't need yichra v'alabia. You brought it to your house. You can bring it with 40 other people also. But you brought it to your house for the purposes of nisuin. It doesn't matter whether it's royal l'bia now, it doesn't matter whether she's need or not need. That's all irrelevant. The key is bringing her to your house. V'yafirinlo, where did that come from? V'dechsiv. The imbeis isha nadara. The mashma, the chosman, she imbeis isha harebishuso. The chitema asks the Rana himself, Pirsanida lama in a malam azoinus, Rebiyado lachnisa lachuppa. Vishlam, according to the Rambam, like we said, it's impossible to do a chuppah sanida because not real labia. So then I understand the Gemara and the amazing supers. But according to the Ran, let him bring her home, so she'll be a need, the big deal. So he says, he's not expected to do it because he's not going to be there anyway for another couple of days. You can't hold him responsible to do it. Says the Ran, we don't accept the Rambam. That's it. Says the Ran, there's nothing wrong with having a chuppas nida because you can have the chalais of chuppas nida to create nisuin. It's not a stir mineh. According to the Rambam, at least the suffering, Rav Ashi's suffering, it's impossible. So the chora, this machlokes, the Rambam and the Ran, whether ultimately chuppah nisuin is beis isha, or according to the Rambam, it's a yichud or a levia, it is a machlokes, no question about it. But is it really so much of a conceptual machlokes, as we alluded to a little bit before? It's almost like everyone's getting to the same punchline. Everyone, the basic idea is to get this to be lebeis habal. That's basically the punchline. So whereas the Rambam is describing beis habal has to be like the way the couple lives, as husband and wife, under normally, it's a kishikachisha yishovala. So it has to be behind closed doors, it has to be quiet, it has to be secluded, it has to be something that lends itself to Maisabiya. That's the model of Beis Isha. According to the Ran, it says cone on the front door. So he brings the wife in, he says, here, this is our apartment, I paid a rent. So there are 30 other people there also. So you're in Beis Isha, that's good enough. But so the model is slightly different, but Ikaron, it's almost the same. And even the Ramah, who quotes that the minig and akimunas, we use the word chuppah to describe standing on the poles, it's also a shtickle beis isha. Whether you think it's the formal rules of Tzuras HaPesach and you mock with Erevin and Tzuras HaPesach, poles with Hatzad or not, it's a different story, but like this in the place given. But again, obviously the model of standing with four poles and a canopy, you know, rocket science to figure out, we're trying to mimic a house. That's what we're trying to create. So whereas according to the Ram, you need a house with closed doors. According to the Ram, you need a house with closed doors and nobody else inside. So the Ram, you need nobody else inside. The Ram says you have other people inside. According to the Ram, you don't need closed doors. I usually tell the chazan kalas when I speak to them before the wedding, I say, you know, the two models in Rishayim were important. There are some times in your life where you have to know how to close the door and send everybody out. Other times, you have to have the open door policy. You have to have a... So, yesh, they're both right. So, but the bottom line is, everyone almost seems to be zeroing in on this idea of the Ran, albeit with slightly different nuances. And again, each one is going to impact on what Rav Huna said. So we have Rav Huna's Shita. We have Rav Huna, we've been assuming most probably is not accepted l'halacha. We have the significance of what Nisu and Chuppah really do mean for us. We have the different possibilities of showing what Nisu and Chuppah mean and what Rav Huna would say. We have to add a little bit more to the Soyot next week to just to fine tune, are we really, really convinced that we don't accept Rav Huna? And number two, what in the heart and soul is the real machlokes Rav Huna and the Rabbanan? Why does Rav Huna feel so comfortable just invoking a kavachomer and, you know, calling it a day, and the Rabbanan vehemently opposed to it? Is it just the technicality of kavachomers and dios, that kind of stuff that's going to float around? Or is there something fundamentally? The Rabbanan have a fundamental problem with chuppah serving as kedushin that Rav Huna obviously wasn't faced with. So we'll try to find, you know, we'll put the final touch to this part of the Sugya Mitzvah Shem next week.
Henry, should I send it? Do you run the recordings? Oh, okay. To Judah? Do you know his email by any chance?
That's right. You keep track of it. Thank you.